Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Starting Monday, me and Larry Legend. 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Larry Legend, Marty Griffin. I'm jazzed, thrilled, excited, jacked. My boy, Dr. Kevin Wong, asked me if I'm an early guy. I get up about 4:15 now. I'll get up about 3:45 from now on. Half hour, who cares? I'm in, man. I'm jazzed. I'm thrilled. Can't wait. Not 2:30, Doc. No, man, I don't have to get up at 2:30. Come on, man. Show starts at 5:30. Take a bunch of notes the night before. Okay? Okay. Get up at 3:45. Scan the news again. Take some more notes. Come in. Do my 2X coffee. That's one thing I am doing. I drink Starbucks 2X. Two times the caffeine. If they had 3X, I would take it. When I go to Starbucks, I order the latte with 4 shots of espresso. My problem, not yours. I was in line with Patrick. And a guy in front of us, if I'm lying, I'm dying, at Starbucks, ordered a dozen shots of espresso. Woo! First of all, it's $12. Second, my man was jacked. It's just too much. All right. I want to get into this because I find this fascinating. My wife shows me this amazing picture. It was absolutely adorable. And she's looking at her cell phone yesterday morning, and I see the pig. It was a pig, massive. Did you see it? No. I don't know, man. It has to be 200 pounds. And I asked her about it. She said she was in Dormont. I love Dormont. Love it. It's got a vibe, man. It's happening. Just Moonlit Burgers, Molly's, pizza and chicken, Thai, you name it. It's got this vibe. My wife found a church there. I just love it. So, my wife meets the owners of the pig. Tater Tot. I love these stories. I posted this yesterday. Who owns this pig? I hooked up with the owners. Wonderful people. Wonderful pet. You know, I'm told we're going to find out that pigs make good pets. Why am I having this conversation about a pig? A couple things. It's amazing how a community can wrap its arms around something as it grows. A part of what's happening, this vibrancy about Dormont. When we were growing up, we used to call it Dirtmont. Dirtmont. Not anymore, man. They got juice. They got buzz. They got hype. Have you tried Moonlit Burger? Have you? Fabulous. Have you tried Molly's Pizza and Chicken? Fabulous. Local, right there in Dormont. Bringing it. Anyway. So the pig is now the official mascot of Dormont. Official. An ambassador. Has the paperwork and everything. I post this. Folks say, I know the pig. I own the pig. True story. So, I found the owners of the pig. And here's what they are. Wonderful, wonderful people. Fantastic members of the community. Okay? As soon as I posted this, folks started attacking the pig. I'm not exaggerating. I am not kidding you. And you know what it did, folks? I'm sitting there because I have this new pledge. If you bring hate to Facebook, I'm blocking you. That's it. If you bring hate and anger and obnoxious behavior, I love your opinions. I love your ideas. I will battle with you all day long. But you start hating on a pig, turning it political. You're done. Done. People have this idea that they think that the best thing they can do is light themselves on fire on social media. Not going to allow it. Not going to do it. So immediately we post and we get these great comments. I found the owner of the pig who's right here with us. Come on, let me get him. Hurry. Hurry. Brandon, what's up, man? How are you?
How are you, Marty? I have me and Rachel here right now.
Oh, the co-owners of the pig.
Yes, of Tater Tot.
I love Tater Tot is amazing.
Thank you.
My wife was looking at the picture. Rachel, did you meet Christine somehow?
Probably. We meet so many people because of Tater Tot when we have them outside. Lots of people stop to visit.
And I'm not exaggerating. This pig has kind of become the ambassador and or, right, the mascot of Dormont.
The official Goodwill ambassador, Jason Walsh, last year at Dormont Days, had a proclamation made for him and everything. And I guess the community got together and voted him in.
Okay, so here's the deal. And we're going to talk more about this after this break. But I'll tell you what irritated the hell out of me, Brandon, is the same thing that irritated you. What was that, sir? What bothered you about the post and the response?
Making my pig that has no political affiliation at all and just a community-loved animal, saying bad stuff about Fetterman and comparing them to different politics, Shapiro, Fetterman, Nancy Pelosi, to speak ill of the dead is ridiculous anyways. But it just he's not for political satire. He's so everybody can get away from that thing.
Yeah, this is the beauty of what I loved about the pig. It's just adorable. It's a pet. It represents a community. It has great owners. They give a damn. In a town that is really doing well. And the morons, the keyboard cowards, turn this into hate speak. Do they not, Rachel? Had to bother you, too.
They take anything and everything and have to turn it into conflict and hate. And that is just the opposite of what Tater Tot is and what he's done in our town. I mean, he transcends that, you know. He gives people something to talk about that has nothing to do with politics or conflict. He makes everybody happy. He's just a source of joy around here.
It's absolutely wonderful.
Hang on, guys.
So my point is this. Hey, man, yell and scream all you want about politics. But turning a wonderful picture of a pig, and by the way, it's right there on my Facebook page, into an attack on politicians. Into hate speak. It's not what we're about. It just isn't. It's a pig, man. I thought it was so damn cute. And then I talked to Amy Downs, who writes this wonderful newsletter about Dormont. And she knew about the pig. And the mayor knows about the pig. It's become the official ambassador of Dormont. It greets kids on the street. My wife met the pig and loved it. And I tracked down the owners, Brandon and Rachel. Loved it. As soon as I posted it, folks said Very similar to Joe Biden. I'm not kidding. I blocked them. Then they said, just like Shapiro, a pig. I'm not kidding. Just like Fetterman, a pig. Went down the list and attacked every single Democrat running for any office. I blocked them. They're done. Look, man, at the end of the day, very simple rules now. I don't mind debate. I don't mind frustration, and I love to help you. But if you come onto this site, Facebook, and attack and hate, you're done. I don't give a damn if I have two people left on the page. They're two people that are fair. Stop this crap about you disagree with Marty, he blocks you. Nah, it's not about that. I love to debate. I love the discourse. I hate the hate. And this is nothing but hate. And this wonderful couple with this wonderful pig was as shocked as I was. Rachel and Brandon joining. You were shocked, right, guys?
Most certainly.
And it's disappointing, isn't it, Brandon?
It most certainly is to make a wonderful community animal into a political satire situation.
And you responded the same way I would have. You told people to stop, didn't you?
Yeah, I asked them to please make it, quit making him into political satire, quit using him as a political agenda, because he doesn't care who you vote for. He loves everybody.
But folks don't stop. What is it about what's happening in America today? And by the way, this isn't just Republicans attacking Democrats. It works both ways. What is it about what's happening in America right now?
This is just a perfect example of what's going on right now. It's, you could take something as innocent as a picture of a family pet and turn it into conflict. And this is the polar opposite of what Tater Tot is,
right,
and why he's so beloved, is because you're supposed to see him and smile. You're supposed to see him and all of that stress and conflict and angst is supposed to melt away. That's what he does for everybody. You're supposed to chill, relax,
yes,
have a happy break in your day. That's what he does. And instead, you know, people will literally look for any reason to fight. I mean, what is it about a pet pig that makes you want to argue politics?
It's so true.
What is so wrong in your day that you look at a pig and want to fight about Democrats and Republicans?
Not like it's a donkey or an elephant.
Yeah.
Nice. Strong.
What made you look at my pig and say, boy, I want to argue about Fetterman and Pelosi,
right,
or the other side of the aisle? Or anybody. Yeah. Like, how angry are you that you can look at something as sweet as Tater Tot and want to fight?
By the way, I love the name. How'd you come up with Tater Tot?
He was adopted. We adopted him at the beginning of quarantine from somebody else who was in a bad situation with COVID and couldn't keep him, and so he came with the name.
That's amazing.
But, yeah, they're very smart. They know that.
Is he actually a pet? Does he live in the house?
Yeah,
he is a domesticated animal who's potty trained. He lives inside.
He's microchipped. He has papers.
Yep.
Marty, we actually have two. We have a little girl named Patty Cakes also.
Yeah.
We're Tater Tot and Patty Cakes are our pets.
I'm thinking about, I'm starting this new show with Larry Richard. We're thinking about making your pigs our mascots. Would you be cool with that?
We are 100% on board with that.
Hey, I don't mind the bacon jokes. Like my boy Billy says, I don't think of politics when I saw the pig. I thought of lunch. Ha ha. Ha ha. Right?
Yeah, some of them are, but some guys, you know, one guy I argued with yesterday, he was just being a real goof about it.
Right.
Yeah.
A jag off.
Yeah, a jag off, exactly.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in touch. We're going to use your pets to make a difference. We're going to come out and shoot some videos. I love you both. I love what you're doing, and I love Patty Cake. And what's the other? Patty Cake and Tater Tot.
Can I share something to your page? Would you mind?
Of course, brother. Please.
Tater is up for America's best pet.
America's favorite.
America's favorite pet. And everybody can vote free once a day with this link I send you.
Hey, man, how is the pig potty trained? Seriously, what does it do?
They're extremely smart. They prefer to go outside.
He prefers outside, but we have a big litter box that we use compressed horse bedding sawdust pellets for, but they prefer to be out.
Wow. Trained pig.
Yeah, I mean, he can count and stuff. He's very smart.
Yep.
I love you both, man. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Patty cake and tater tot. It's wonderful. So the reason why I brought up the pig, and I think this is relevant, is that all we wanted to do was make people smile. Honestly, quite frankly, my initial, Christine, my wife, had met, this is the truth, she met the pig, tater tot, on the streets in Dormont, and met Rachel, who owns the pig. I said, honey, look at this. I said, do you know them? She said, no. So I posted, who owns this pig? That's why I love social media. It's why I'm not canceling social media. Although some days I wish I would. I'm close some days, but I can't because too many people need help. So I post it. Brandon shows up, the owner of the pig, and Rachel, the owners, co-owners of the pig. And we start talking. And then the keyboard cowards show up and turn this conversation about a nice family pet, honestly, and a mascot in a community that's growing, honestly, they turn it into hate speak. It irritates the blank out of me. And I'm telling you, you folks want to call me a bad guy, Marty's a moron, Marty's an idiot. I am blocking every single person that does that stuff. I will debate you all day long. I will help you all day long. And by the way, a lot of the folks that need help come through Facebook. But when you go that low and post pictures of Biden and compare him to the pig, Fetterman's a pig, Shapiro's a pig, not doing it. Pelosi's a pig, not doing it. And so I'm serious. I canceled, blocked all those people. Bye. Bye. Done. Done. It's not helpful. I want to ask Ariana this. My friend, what's up?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
So she's part of the Get Marty team, has done some tremendous stuff. You kind of get where I'm coming from, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, why do you have to turn something that's supposed to be nice and positive into a negative?
Right. Why do we make this a bad thing?
Yeah.
Why do you have to be a jagoff?
Yeah, something so silly.
Right. And I'm seeing it more and more and more on social media.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's also a very powerful tool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how we reach all of our audience.
See, she's right again. Last year on my Facebook page, what was it, 135 million people?
Yeah, oh, something crazy.
Something crazy. I had a video that I posted. You got to check out the video I posted right now with the cat and the dog. You've got to see it on my Get Marty page. But I had a video I posted with a little boy in a backpack last week that 2 million people looked at. So we're reaching an audience. But I also know that you're very sensitive to this anger like I am. And I'm blocking folks.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I definitely would do the same.
If you're not going to help, get the hell out.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Thanks, Ariana. Which gets me to Trump. Look, I don't talk about Trump a lot. It's not fair. You all think I'm a Democrat, which I'm not. You all think I don't like Trump, which I don't. And I'll tell you why. And it's this. And this goes back to the discussion about the pig. And I'm going to read two verbatim quotes about Trump. And this is why I get troubled by Trump. This is why I get troubled by America. This is why I get troubled by social media. Mitch McConnell. Okay? Dedicated what? 70 years of his life. 70 to the Republican Party. 70. Was Trump's boy. Blood brothers helped Trump get elected. Period. End of story. Again, you can hate me all you want. You can hate Mitch McConnell all you want. But there's good debate and there's hate debate. So this is what Trump says about Mitch McConnell and his wife. Why do Republican senators... He says this about Mitch McConnell. Why do Republican senators allow a broken down hack politician? Wow. So he calls Mitch McConnell a broken down hack politician. I can't accept that. And when I posted it, I'm telling thousands of you defended it, saying, right on, I'm with Trump. Well, I'm not with you. If you think that's okay, if you think that's helpful to call Mitch McConnell a broken down hack politician, you're wrong. And then it gets worse, or better, I guess, depending on how you feel about life in general. This morning, he goes after McConnell's wife. She was Trump's transportation secretary, hand-picked transportation secretary. She's aging. Okay? Listen to this. Again, going after McConnell, but then dragging his wife in. Look, both parties do this. I will not allow it in my domain, this talk show, and my social media sites. If Democrats do it, I'm shutting them down too. I promise you, on my name, I give you my word, this ends. So today, because McConnell said they didn't pick good candidates, referring, by the way, to Dr. Oz and Mastriano, quite frankly, if you want the truth, Trump says, this is such an affront to honor and leadership, referring to McConnell. He should spend more time and money helping them get elected and less time helping his crazy wife and family get rich on China. So he calls Mitch McConnell's Asian wife, who, by the way, was Trump's hand-picked transportation secretary. She's Asian. His crazy wife and family get rich on China. And you folks defend that. And you folks are okay with that. Well, I'm not. And we can't be. I have to do better. We have to do better. You have to do better. All of us have to do better. We can't do this. This does not work. It will not work. It cannot work. The hate speak has to stop. Calling a man's wife his crazy wife and calling him a broken down hack. How does that help America? I want the truth from you folks. How does that help America? Bottom line, 866-391-1020. I want to hear from Trump folks. How does calling a man a broken down political hack and his wife crazy, how does that help America? 866-391-1020. Give me a yell. I need your opinions. Hey, man. Again, I ain't hating you. I'm hating the process. You can love Trump forever. God bless you. I get it. He had great policies. But I'm suggesting that the rhetoric doesn't help us. I swear I told Ariana this. When I start with Larry, I'm going to have a jag-off jar on the counter here. When I say jag-off, or I say anything derogatory, or I go after anyone in a personal way, I'm going to put a buck in the jar. And we're going to donate all that money to charity, because I have a problem like you have a problem. But I don't find greatness in a man. And by the way, these are quotes from Trump. He put it out on his own social media, talking about Mitch McConnell's wife. Now you're going after his wife, your hand-picked transportation secretary. And he says, regarding Mitch, he should spend more time and money helping them get elected, Republicans, and less time helping his crazy wife and family get rich on China. That just isn't right. That just isn't. And the day before, he called Mitch McConnell, who has dedicated his entire life, whether you like him or not, is irrelevant here. He's a man. He dedicated his life to this party, the Republican Party. And Trump loved him until he didn't. He called him a broken down political hack. It's right here. It's from his social media page. My point, it helps no one. It doesn't help. It doesn't create unity in the party. It's blowing up the Republican Party. It's hurting America. And there's no way that's leadership. It just doesn't help. Look, I ain't hating on you, but if that becomes your rhetoric on my Facebook page that had 136 million people last year, I'm blocking you. I don't care if I have one person left. Come after me all you want, but do it as an adult. Dennis, go ahead.
Okay, Marty, a long time listener, first time caller.
Nice.
I am a 79-year-old African-American male living here in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
And I want to give you credit for being one of the most truthful, upfront, decent, thought-provoking persons that I have heard of and talked to or listened to probably in my life. And I, at my age, I still look for the things that you present to us, truth, honesty, nice. Integrity. You're certainly in the right business to do what you do. I want to give your father and mother credit for putting that in your head, and you take it on from there, and you're carrying on with it to present it to people like me, who, when you hear the truth, you know it, whether you admit to it or not. I hear this rhetoric coming from, as you're talking about Trump now, it's not only Trump, it's a large portion of Americans
yes.
that are buying into something that can't possibly be true.
Right.
It can't possibly stand on its own. But when you throw that, your truth, in our face, how can someone think that it's right to talk about someone that's been in your corner, that has supported you, and throw them under the bus like Trump has done with Mitch McConnell and his wife? Who gives him
Wait,
the right to talk
a crazy
about
woman.
Someone like that?
It just ain't right, man. Man, I love that call. He's not a plant. Look, man, I'm a screw up. I screw up all the time. But at the end of the day, we collectively, including Donald Trump and you and me, have to do better. And if you can't try to do better, I'm going to block your butt. I'm serious about this. I had this epiphany, man. I set up a whole plan to make things better, to make a difference. I can't allow my anger or your anger to get in the way of that. Can I? Great call, Dennis. Love you, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.